That is the creepy music you listen to when you are not getting sex whatsoever as a kid in high school. Misfits, one Glenn, all songs, all lyrics and all music by one Glenn Danzig.
Heya Danzig.
God bless the Misfits. Was there anything cooler than someone wearing a Misfits Crimson Ghost t-shirt when you were a kid?
There was nobody cooler.
No one.
No.
That guy.
Especially what? If they skateboarded.
Oh my God, are you kidding me? And they had the devil lock.
That's it.
One lock down the side of their face. Ooh.
It was you, John, wasn't it?
No.
No, you're like, I'm not that cool.
No, I had...
Did your death metal t-shirts?
There was a little. I think I had like a Pungent Stench t-shirt. I did, with a bulldog on it.
Ooh,
and
nice.
Maybe a Cannibal Corpse shirt or two.
Cool.
And my haircut was, if you've ever watched Jason Newsted of Metallica fame, during the Black Album tour, where he had long hair, and then everything was shaved underneath. Now the girls are wearing this as a fashion thing, except they just shave one side.
Yeah.
And they're like...
And then they do porn.
Oh, is it Christy Mack?
I swear to God that started the porn.
Maybe. I know. Now
that
it's like
look.
Natalie
now
Dorner
like, too bad.
Of Game of Thrones.
I don't know.
You know another...
Yeah, no, she looks great in that.
That started in porn?
In that.
Semen on one's face. That is another... That hasn't caught on yet, but you know what? Just give Rihanna 6 months. All right. It is In Papa's Basement. Why did I say that? The show's just called Papa's Basement.
It's Papa's Basement.
The site is inpapasbasement.com. Go there for every episode we have ever done of this hot, sexy mess. I'm John Papagiorgio.
I am Pete Maybe.
Your friend and fearful narrator,
mm-hmm.
as they once said on Clockwork Orange.
I'm Kelsey Butterworth.
What was that? I'm sorry, talking
There's a
mouse.
There's a mouse in here.
I'm Kelsey Butterworth.
All right, Stuart Little. yeah, the show is a podcast. We bang it out once a week.
Yes,
we hope
do.
You tell your friends. If you do tell your friends, we forget your name and we don't mention it on air because I'm grasping for the person that's been emailing me saying they were telling the friends and now I don't remember.
John.
That's what you get.
We'll pull it up.
It's all good. So this is October, Halloween month, as we coined for the show.
That's
I'm pulling
what they
off
call
the
it.
I'm sorry. I have to raw dog this.
Oh.
If you guys...
Be careful.
If you guys want to know what's going on right now, I am working with fried headphones. And if you don't know what that means in the recording world, this is pretty much like the bravest thing that was ever done since Jackie Robinson... broke the color barrier.
You're a hero, John.
Yeah, but it's also like John McCain surviving the torture.
Yeah.
With like, they broke his bones and rebroke them.
I think you're just telling stories to look bigger than you are.
No, my headphones really aren't working and it really is that brave. So
that
I'm
brave.
Operating live without a net. You guys, there could be audio going underneath the entire bed of this. I wouldn't know what's going on. So
I'll let you know.
Yeah, please let me know if I leave on like some sort of YouTube video. Like I could be one of those guys who doesn't have feelings in his hand. And then it's like, well, there's a danger because you can just like have
You're
your hand
fire.
In a frying pan. It's like, is that a thing that happens? Like, I mean, I get it. You can't feel things, but are you also a retard?
It can be. That sounds terrifying.
Do you ever just fry
cool.
eggs and then place your hand in the pan and you're like.
Just to feel something again.
Yeah, I figure, you know, they always told that story about people that couldn't have, you know, no sensation of touch. And then they're like, yeah, you could just, like you said, be on fire. I'm like, would you not smell charred human flesh really quickly?
I guess your sense of smell would
just
still work.
Just think there's
right?
a really great barbecue happening down
yeah.
the way.
I reach
How
across, like, my stove sometimes when boiling pasta. And I immediately, it's just burnt, you know, I'm like, oh, who's burning a gorilla at the stake here? Because the hair just... instantly fills your nostrils. Anything biological, human related, that's burning stinks like a carcass. That's built into us. We don't smell like filet mignon.
No.
When we're on fire.
We don't.
Some,
I wouldn't know.
Some sort of survival instinct.
You ever lit a fart?
Oh, so many times.
Yeah.
Innumerable times. Wanted to prove it could be done, and boy did I.
Yeah. Did you burn the hair?
Only one time when we were doing it at a sleepover and I was in boxers only. If you do it through your jeans, you are safe.
Yes, you are.
Anyone out there who wants to light their farts on fire? Safe if done through jeans.
Words to the wise.
Butters, is it Periscope rolling? We're good?
Oh, yes.
Okay, cool.
Very much so.
All right, so for Halloween month.
I keep doing the finger thing, man. I'm sorry, guys. If you're on the Periscope.
Well, if you're going to do
it,
at least cut your nails.
I will grow up and be a man.
Oh, you got nothing out of that? He said, I'm doing the finger thing. I said, at least cut your nails.
She's like, you're gross.
Okay.
You're gross,
it doesn't. It makes me feel nothing anymore.
No scraped vaginal wall joke playing today. All righty. again, Halloween month. We're trying to do Halloween themed crap
mm-hmm.
for the entire month. I know that
just for you guys.
The first week, we promised we were going to put on costumes for every episode.
We made no such promise.
We vowed that. We said on the blood of our forefathers, and then each one of us cut our palms wide open.
And then we got in a little trouble.
Yeah.
Making a mess in the studio.
But John, after our hepatitis B cleared up.
Take your clothes off. Go as Baby New Year.
No.
I know. I was going to suggest that I do it.
Don't give away.
No.
Ew, don't do that. All the twinks would come out for you.
Mm.
I hate you.
Bring
you.
In audience.
You little skinny bitch of a man.
Bring on audience.
He's like the girl that's like, I need to go to the gym. I'm so fat right now. And she's like 3 pounds overweight.
My
it's
bad.
Like, just drink some coffee and take a big one and you'll be model thin again. That's what I hear with this guy. He's like, oh, I was at the gym. I'm so fat. I'm like, just shut up. Just shut
it's
up, you
exactly
little pretty
like that.
Bitch.
It's very close. He's not off by far.
Ugh, I'm down to a 4-pack. I'm such a heifer.
John, how am I in the mic right now?
I don't
in
know.
My headset.
Why are you asking the guy who spent 5 minutes talking about how his headphones are broken?
But you're still giving it a go.
Yeah, there we go. Exactly. I'm
it's
trying.
For you guys.
I'm pretty much the Memphis Belle here. I'm bucking the odds.
You trying, are wearing an Elvis shirt.
Trying to get my crew home. I was talking about the plane movie that came out 18 years before you were born.
Oh,
thank
Captain,
you very much.
Captain.
I'm so sorry I missed it.
You missed nothing.
I didn't watch it either.
So we are going to talk about the Halloween movie that we all watched for homework. We actually watched a movie for your viewing pleasure.
And it was not Halloween.
What?
And it wasn't the movie Halloween, because it sounded like you were getting into where
a horror
it's
movie.
What am I, old man?
Yeah.
The Friday the 13th movie?
The
Halloween
movie?
God, I'm not an old Brooklyn Jew, okay?
Not yet.
A Halloween-themed movie. Yeah, if I want to make it in this business, I will be. Toot sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Look, we watched a Halloween themed horror movie. Just a horror movie. We'll call them a horror movie. Like a normal civilized human being would call them. We watched a horror film.
Yes.
Flick. For Halloween month.
Cinema.
It was Hellraiser 2, Hellbound?
Hellbound. That is correct.
Hellbound.
Hellbound colon Hellraiser 2.
We watched it for your amusement because I'll be goddamned it wasn't for ours.
You watched it first.
I did. I was like halfway through it, and because I was like, if I'm going to finish this piece of crap, I need some incentive. And so I texted these two boners.
Yeah, this is exactly what happened. We agreed that we were going to watch a movie for the next episode.
Mm-hmm.
And then John went and was already watching a movie, and then was like, guys, I have it figured out.
Yeah.
This thing I've already watched, you guys have to watch it. So we didn't even get, we didn't have,
oh, yeah,
we
exactly.
didn't exactly have a say in it. John was like, oh, I had already been watching this and I kind of watched it recently.
Well, it's
so
like
that's the movie we picked.
It's like if the English teacher
thanks, John.
Ever let you pick a book to read for class, you're like, please let it be Catcher in the Rye. I did that one 2 years ago.
Exactly.
Please. Yeah, so I was halfway through Hellraiser and I'm like, I'm going to level with you. I hate 95% of horror films. I've already got half of this under my belt. And yeah, we just have a running group text now where we just, you know, like, sending bored dick pics to each other and stuff. And
yep. All three of us.
All three of us. Butters is packing. Butters is packing. Just sometimes just laying a hog down her forearm.
Baby arm.
Look at this. Yeah. That ain't a tattoo. And then she'll just send a little a quiver video, I'll call it, where you just give the little half-hearted pump to
make
it.
Make it pop.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you want me to leave?
Pop and lock.
This could be my very last episode.
Oh, no.
Why? Just because you can't actually do that? Don't.
I don't have the skills.
It's called pretend comedy. So, yeah, we're going to get to Hellraiser 2 momentarily. And in the meantime, we want you guys, what?
And
what,
quite
Jay?
Frankly,
what now?
I'm happy you did watch Hellraiser 2.
Yeah, he actually
the only
liked
one in the
it.
Group that actually does like it. I really like Hellraiser 1.
Butters and I were like Hellraiser. Sitting there putting down our Zinfandels and like
the rosé.
Yeah, I have to take a break from Downton for this. Yeah.
To be fair, if it was a David Lynch production, it would widely be considered a classic.
What, Hellraiser?
Yeah, two.
That's right. We watched Hellraiser 2.
I think, maybe. I mean, a lot of people still like it. It's not as good as the first one, but people think.
People
I mean,
said
it's
that
at
least about
Schindler's List. You know Schindler's List 2?
Yeah.
I don't know that one.
It's just 90 minutes
what's
of the kid
subtitle?
Who's in
coming
the John
soon.
Covered in poop.
Oh, God.
It didn't go many places. It was an art house thing.
Oh, yeah, that's art house cinema.
All right, so we're going to get to that. But first, there is a couple bits of news I want to get to. First, the biggest thing that's ever happened in show history.
Ooh, I'm intrigued.
Are you?
Yeah.
Our own Kelsey Butterworth.
Yeah.
Like the syrup.
You got it right. Mm-hmm.
I just call you Butters because I imagine it's a
Butterworth.
Buttersworth.
Yeah, so close.
Is that like how Tracy Morgan adds extra
exactly.
S's
it's my,
to every name? Jay yeah. Moores.
It's my secret identity.
Liz Lemons.
Kelly Buttersworth.
Oh, okay. Kelly
and
Buttersworth.
And no one knows it's me.
Oh, is that was that your old AIM handle? Yeah. Wait, you predate AIM.
Oh, no. I still have my AOL account.
Is there an AOL app? Is there an actual AIM app? Like, can
probably.
I get an app icon of that little yellow guy?
I hope so.
I don't
so.
Know. I hope so.
I was Egypt's cool because I was obsessed with ancient Egypt as a child.
That is the least cool. Jeez.
I love geography as a child.
You want to talk about leaving the show, you might do it and not by choice.
Listen, let me tell you about the Giza pyramids.
Okay.
Oh, please.
Oh, my God. The Sphinx's riddle, the answer is boredom. Okay.
History's cool, guys.
I was a history major.
I know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What happened?
This is what happens when you're a
this
history major.
Yep.
You're a locksmith at
Here
34.
It is. There is still an AIM app.
Oh my God.
And we're going to get on it, guys.
Yep. Yes, we
can
are.
Move the group text.
We've got
to
revitalize
it. So we're going to have to direct connect to send the C-picks back and forth to each other.
Exactly.
So the big news, biggest news in show history,
mm-hmm.
our own Kelsey Butterworth, followed by, who is it again?
The lead singer of the Spin Doctors.
Hold on. Let's see if I have this prepped.
That is big news.
Come on. Oh, there's a little tick down at the beginning of the video.
Oh.
I'm sure this is what... Everyone's actually dancing to Two Princes. Cause...
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
How can you not?
How can you not?
How can you not?
It's an honor.
Did you follow back?
No.
Whoa, my God. You big time.
Oh, what a sucker.
You big time two
I'm cold. Chris Barron is his name.
Chris oh, Barron.
I'm got to say, he's pretty thirsty.
You big time
Chris
He's
following 108,000 people, and he has 103,000 followers. Where
oh,
he
yeah.
finds the time.
I would
maybe
hope
it's
that's
because
a
the
bot.
Spin Doctors are done. No, he's verified.
No, but I mean, like, I hope he's a bot doing this. Sorry, I'm
like
going to bring
assistant,
this back
maybe.
Up. That probably blared, by the way. I apologize so hard over the talking because I can't hear it. My headphones are dead.
If I was listening to this, I would be super pumped that you just played that as loud as you wanted to.
Oh, you like the deep cuts?
Yeah.
You like it when someone ignores corporate rock?
Mm-hmm.
So you big-timed Chris, even though he's following 108,000 people.
I just
it makes it
there's
so cheap,
really no incentive
it makes
and
it so cheap.
Well, whatever.
You could be followed by Elvis from beyond the grave and if he was like following 1.5 the president I think followed me and I looked back and he's like following a million people. I'm
he's
like
following a lot of people.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Did not follow me.
He's going to follow the whole country.
I really didn't get what that account was. Like, is he cool with just getting like Viagra DMs and stuff like that and like cam yeah. girls? Cuz that's what you're going to get following everyone. And then dumb people who think he actually reads it. Well, I promised a playful fact for you that would
That's
blow
right,
your mind
you did.
Regarding Chris Barron.
Yeah, lay
and
it
this,
on me.
This ties into all the pictures that we send to each other in our off time.
Mm-hmm.
Kelsey Butterworth.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Barron apparently has the biggest hog this side of John Holmes.
I believe it.
I don't.
He looks exactly like John Holmes.
Yeah,
like
he's got the
but
after the AIDS. What happened?
The
I'm sure it's intact.
No,
I don't think he lost it in the war.
I did not say what happened. I said how big.
Apparently, okay. Here's the story,
mm-hmm.
and people are like, "How do you know this?"
That's a valid question.
I had to go to the hospital after losing my virginity. That's how I know. Back when he was like famous. I'm sorry, Chris. You follow 108 million people.
Famous.
You're never getting to hear this.
It's kind of loose.
Back when Chris was a human being and existed, he was on the Howard Stern show.
Mm-hmm.
And Howard Stern wanted to be the cool guy by taking everyone to Scores. I know that you predate the E show, unless you watched it from your bassinet.
Nope.
But Jay and I,
don't
we were
I
like 40, 50, 60 when it came out.
Yes.
And we watched it Jenna Jameson discovered her that way. Houston.
Yes.
Who can forget Houston?
Who?
And her labiaplasty. And then she had her labia put into Lucite and gave it to a big fan.
Oh,
all the Sibian rides.
He said they looked like little seahorses. Chris was at Scores. She had her lips shaved down, and then they put it in a block of Lucite like Han Solo.
Okay.
But seahorses. That's just an interesting point of reference.
Yeah. Yeah, anyways. I imagine like everyone's foreskin would also look like a little seahorse or a calamari. I wonder if you actually have to like cut down the middle to do a circumcision or if you just do around the world in 80 days.
I think it would look like calamari.
Yeah, me too.
Which we had earlier today.
Yeah. Oh, little breaded pieces too. Ooh.
It was probably actually pig anus.
It might have
what?
Been.
That's the thing. So. There's a big scam in the calamari industry, and most of the calamari Americans eat is actually pig anus.
No way.
Tastes exactly the same. You can't even tell.
What? I'm so devastated right now.
I'm sorry.
I mean, I really don't have a problem with
eating
butthole.
I'll give you two a moment.
You mean like when it's a big piece even? The little tight pieces, I get
what
that.
What do you think a pig anus looks like?
On a platter.
I think it's at least tight. Like feces don't just tumble out of it.
What about
it has to hold something.
What about the
they
one
seem
piggy?
Pretty loose.
The one
babe?
The
who, babe too?
No, the one that's internet famous for having
loose anus?
Poop on his...
I know Babe, I know Spider Pig.
I hate myself for referencing this, but...
Go on.
He has giant testicles, and there is a large turd just laying on them, because when he pooped, that's where it landed.
I've seen this.
And it stayed there.
Oh, that sounds
hilarious. Seen this. It's not as good
I've
as the monkey urinating in its own mouth, but
no,
it's up there.
No, nothing is that good.
No.
That happens, I don't know, honestly.
They could cure the hepatitis we got after our blood pact, and it still wouldn't be as good.
You mean
as a
you've never pooped on your balls?
No, I take that back. I've tagged the backside once in a while. Oh, God, you tricked me.
I did.
I mean, if it's warm enough, and they're doing their full, like, Johnny Knoxville playing the Grandpa Hang thing, which that's a trick they've learned in my 30s.
Be careful when you shake it off.
Yeah. Don't do your little Mariah Carey moves.
Mm-mm.
There is nothing better than in the Shake It Off video. Near the end, there's a little chubby black chick just doing these moves, and I lose it every time watching that. Watch Shake It Off and see that little black girl and think of me.
God. I can't believe we ate pig anus today.
Yeah.
You might not
now
have.
I can say
I'm
it.
Muslim, dude.
No, I'm telling
Muslim.
Everybody I ate pig anus.
I can't eat pig anus.
John barely eats meat.
I really
he
don't.
Eats seafood.
I'm a pescatarian.
Hmm.
So, God, Allah is not cool with me.
Sorry.
Oh, God, how much pig anus have I eaten? Do you know how much calamari I eat?
I'd really like to know. When you get up there, they just give you a tab. No, this is all the disgusting stuff you ate.
I thought they shaved it down and turned it into that like paper that goes into kazoos. I didn't
know. What?
I didn't know what he's talking about either.
It's not.
I thought it was a Bazooka Joe wrapper.
No.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Do they make footballs
like
out of it?
That's like styrofoam.
Oh,
although raspberry flavoring. Y'all know about this, right?
Is that pig ass too?
No, that's
muskrat boners.
Yeah, well, essentially. The excretion butthole glands from beavers.
Beavers, that's it. Beavers really got it going
on. Do they live?
Yeah, you just squeeze them.
You express them.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I can eat that then.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
Well.
So like he's getting
But like raspberry sorbet? You know, that's
almost better.
Beef butt.
Like, you're going to, if they made a product and you told me it was like made out of otter seed, I would want it even more. Like, if you showed me like a pound cake and then an otter has sex with it, and because you know it's going to be adorable when he finishes, he'll go like, ah. And then he'll roll over and just like sleep, sleep in
and
water.
Float away down the river.
With his tummy out.
Yeah, on his back. Like
and that's like how they turn regular pound cake into angel food cake. Like he finishes and then it soaks it up and it
so
pops up.
So light and fluffy.
I'd be like eating four of them right now. I would do it during the show. I
Otters
would take it in the John
cute.
With me. I wouldn't stop.
They're
yeah.
so damn cute.
They're so adorable. They're so precious. How would you, I would want that in me. If right. if you eat enough of that otter seed, you would be Shirley Temple cute soon enough. That's all I'm saying. I'm going to do that the next time I finish, which will be alone. So that makes it even weirder. Pig anus.
Yep.
Well, so.
Word of the day.
From pig anus back to the spin doctor singer's penis.
Yes, please continue.
So, Howard Stern's shtick was taking everyone to Scores. He's like, I'm the big guy at Scores. Now that I'm an older man, I realize what a loser
Howard
you are.
Howard was?
Yeah, if you're like, I'm
so cool.
Do you, yeah, I remember I went with friends one time to a strip club, and they're like, watch me get the stripper's attention, and he pulls out a one. I'm like, I can do that too. I've mastered
really?
That art form. In fact, let me get five times the attention. Here's Abraham.
He thought that was impressive?
He really did.
Wow.
It kind of blew my mind. And then he got kicked out
smart
because
guy.
His cousin Ali peed himself because he was so drunk.
Awesome.
And then they just got drunker
what
in the parking
great
lot.
Evening.
It was very sophisticated.
Yes.
That sounds like my
exactly.
weekend.
As, again, we watched our Downton and put down
did
our,
some crosswords.
Our Pinot Noir. That, you know, and then you piss at score. Or I'm sorry. This was at Vixen's where all the peeing on the couches happened. So scores, I realize now that, like, to think you're a bigwig at a strip club is really bad. Like, a bigwig at a bordello, like your little finger or something, that's kind of cool. Like, sex actually happens there. We're adults.
Yeah.
We have sex.
There you go.
But to be like, yes, this lovely Puerto Rican girl ground on me for a bit, and then
I think she
I gave
likes
her
me.
Tons of money. First of all, she loves me. She can't get enough of me.
And
then you go home and you, like, think about her
she
and get yourself
really
off.
She really likes
like,
me, yeah.
What are we, eight? Come on. So he takes...
There's something there.
The whole of the Spin Doctors, two scores. And this is, again, when they're huge. It's two princes. It's Little Miss. Can't be wrong.
Yeah.
They're riding high. Like, this guy could have just pulled it out in public, and someone would have fallen on it.
Like, they don't strike me as guys that would do that. They would, well, one, would even go on the Stern Show, but then secondly, just pull it out. I guess they are.
I think all musicians are like that. Even
the
ones
I guess you get to a point where you're like, I've pulled it out enough today. I might as well do it for
exactly.
you guys.
I was going to say, are you dense? Are you going to say that Tom Jones looks
a
like a family
bit.
Man to you?
A bit of the Bergs.
All right. So Chris is at scores and he's getting a lap dance. I think he followed the Howard Stern technique where he said to just wear sweatpants so that you can, like, you know, get your rocks off while you're getting a dance.
There you go.
Because that doesn't scar the woman at all.
Yeah.
And... That's like as bad as having a baby in your lap wet itself, but a thousand times worse. So
yep.
He is, it's kind of like Tremors style where I think this thing is just like you're watching this huge worm carve out the ground as it grows and grows and grows. And so the chick, to be playful, kind of like tugs down his pants. And Howard said it was like the biggest one he's ever seen. That he just like it came out and it just bobbed. Like Rodney Dangerfield doing the triple Lindy.
It went up
at the
air.
End of Back to School.
Real
it was
quick.
Like, boom, yeah. Just, it actually made a noise as it came out. It went, boing.
Yeah,
exactly.
Schwing. Well, good for him.
It was like hitting a vibraphone when you're in music class as a kid.
Duh.
It made that exact noise. So,
well,
yeah.
Good for him. Why is he still famous then?
I was going to say, he has a career
it
in
puts
something.
You at a... Big advantage.
And why is he following so many people?
Because he's DMing that thing to everyone.
Actually, yeah, I can't blame him.
So follow back, kid. That's
I don't know.
Be a follow back girl.
I don't
girl.
Know if I can do it.
Okay.
I ain't no follow back girl.
Oh, come on. Come on. If you get a picture of it, the caption for episode 470 will just be that.
That's the next episode.
That'll be on the t-shirts
That's
we make.
That's the whole episode.
That's the new logo.
That'll be the mascot.
Just discussing that.
We will just chop it off and stuff it like Napoleon's dong. Okay. So, back from our playful talk of the member.
Boy, I'll...
Do we want to do the Hellraiser? Do we want to talk about the Black Halloween Whoppers? I think we have to do that first. Then we get to the Hellraiser.
Halloween Whoppers.
So, again, it's all Halloween related. Because the lead singer for the Spin Doctors one time played Ichabod Crane. You see how I lied and I kept it on theme?
Yeah, I believe it.
All right.
I remember that episode.
That was The Simpsons.
Yeah, it was.
So about 6 months ago, I want to say. Maybe longer. You guys can correct me, especially internet age butters over here.
I'm on it.
Burger King came out with a Black Whopper in Japan.
Japan.
Where... I'm going to be honest, they have more interesting palates than we do over here. As
Very
a friend
peculiar.
Of mine said, if S could swim, the Japanese would eat it. And he's pretty much anything they pull out of the ocean. They're like,
probably fried
this
it
is
up.
Delicious. Yeah, they could.
That's a German delicacy.
What is it, ambergris that the whales cough up?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
But that's supposed to smell really good, actually.
Well,
yeah,
it smells like
perfume,
both good
and
horrible.
And
yeah.
It's like Mel Gibson as the man with half a face. Like, from one side, you're like, you are definitely people's sexiest man alive. And then he turns the other way. It's like, Harvey Dent, I hate you.
You know how they use that in perfume? Burger King, like, this is how crazy they are in Japan. They came out with a Burger King Whopper perfume in Japan.
Really?
I guess it sold. Yeah, right around the time the burger came out. They were like, if this isn't crazy enough,
the irony is, we are huge, fat, sweaty, gross Americans, and you think that would be like the aphrodisiac to us.
Just get humped by all the neighborhood dogs.
Yeah, but the skinny Japanese who have like a birth rate of negative 94, I think that country is going to be dead before the end of the episode.
Oh, really? Is it that low? Is it that bad?
They have no birth rate.
Really?
Because they're like every other country with a toilet economy, from China. Except they're also tremendously xenophobic. So like when all the dirty immigrants that they're taking in all the other countries want in, the Japanese are like, stay the F out, dude. And it's like, yeah, but no one's around to work your salt mines and you know, whatever else the Japanese do. And they're like, we'd rather die. Thanks, but no thanks. Like, they had a Miss Japan that was like biracial. I think she's like half black. And like the country was just
completely
like,
disowned
this
her.
Is horrible. Yeah.
Sabuko.
Nakamura Watkins, get the hell out.
Watkins.
They were... decidedly not in favor of that.
Oh, that's funny.
They are funny. So, about 6 months ago, the Japanese had a black Whopper made with squid ink, getting back to pig anus.
Yep.
Show's unofficial mascot.
It probably was, I don't know, pig?
I'm going to let you.
Pig seed?
I'm going to let you twist in the wind.
Go for it.
I'm hearing.
I wasn't actually sure what words I could choose.
It sounds exactly like an American flag.
Oh, get out of
in
here.
In a strong wind.
Oh, yeah?
It's just you twisting in it.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. So they made the squid ink bun because obviously we as Americans are not cool with squid ink. We can barely process eating pig anus disguised as squid meat.
Or pen ink.
Yeah. Why am I laughing at that? Pen 15 says what?
Sneak up on people.
So they're cool with the squid crap. Again, they eat roe all the time. They're pretty much like, hey, you know what's great in a pie? Sea urchin quills. They love the sea over there. They're just like, hey, you want to eat some coral with me? They do that. They love anything from the sea in that land. So they made squid ink black Whopper buns at Burger King, whatever they call it over there. Burger King. I don't know.
Kangaroo.
That's me saying, yeah, I speak perfect Japanese.
That's it.
Burger King. So, it was, I guess, a big hit over there. This was after, actually, I remember, they had like a Mario red bun. It wasn't like Mario themed, but it was like a blood red bun.
Oh, that's
terrifying.
It was like
terrifying. To match the sun in their flag.
What kind
to
of,
go with your colon cancer?
What did they make that with?
I think they...
Whale blood?
Yeah. Yeah, actually, it was the dolphins that they kill en masse. It was a dolphin blood bun. Yeah.
Totally.
They're a bunch of whalers, too, right?
Oh, they, again, if it's in the ocean, they're killing it.
Kill it.
They hunt our boats for sport over there. They don't talk about it on the news because it'd be an international incident. But, yeah, Japanese fishermen will just throw spears into the side of our destroyers.
You sink my battleship.
And then bring them down and then serve them to their kids. Just big chunks of metal. So they make the...
They'll eat anything.
Huh. Yeah. Again, if it came from the ocean,
I can't believe that hasn't been making the rounds on the news.
Yeah, poor it's toothless Japanese kids with all the gummed up innards because they ate part of a 20-millimeter cannon or 20-meter cannon. I don't know.
Lame
I don't know gun measurements.
Media.
Not a gun guy. I don't know what they do. So they make the black bun out of squid ink, and everyone over there is going nuts. And it made the rounds on BuzzFeed, which exists to find anything weird that happens anywhere. And then be like, wouldn't it be great if this happened in the U.S.?
And everyone says yes.
Yeah. And then like some company takes the plunge and then you have snakes on a plane.
Mm-hmm.
So the internet is a horrible thing. Never listen to it. Including you listeners. Opinions. No, I kid. So Burger King comes out for Halloween. They're like, you know what? We are going to give you... Halloween generation. That made no sense. I wanted to say internet generation.
We are.
I'm having a stroke.
The Halloween generation.
Oh, yay.
Yeah.
There you go. That's the way you did POD. So, as our listenership trends to Southtown.
Yep.
So, They come up with the black bun over here, and they say it's Halloween themed, but they can't just say it's black. They have to pull up something really American. So they're like, it's black A1 steak sauce flavored bun. I hope you caught that. They had to, they couldn't just say
A1.
It's black and flavorless. They had to be like, it's black A1. And then someone would go, but A1 isn't black. And they would go, shut up.
Get him out of here.
So they didn't use squid ink because we can't process that. Not like biologically. I just mean like we as Americans aren't cool with squid crap.
Yeah. That wouldn't fly over here.
Pig anus, apparently.
Yeah.
A-okay.
That's fine.
It's because you don't know about it.
As long as it's under the table.
Calamari again. But yeah, squid ink. Boo-hoo-hoo. So what they did was just use black food dye. Because we will eat anything in this country that isn't squid. And black food dye, when processed, along with blue food dye, which I can testify to, turns your crap bright green. Like Wrigley Field green. Play ball. And people have been losing their mind on social media and tweeting pictures not of their black burger, but the day after their black burger.
Good Lord.
Or I don't feel like
that's what the internet's for.
Sure.
If they don't eat enough fiber the day after tomorrow. And everyone's been doing the little hashtag thing with just hashtag green poop. And let's be honest, Burger King has to be loving this because they just want to sell burgers.
Yeah.
I'm going to try poop that challenge. I don't even eat beef or whatever the hell Burger King sells as. But I'll be goddamned if I don't want to drop a greenie.
Drop a greenie?
Like, I feel we
My
should...
dog eats greenies. They're little breath mints for dogs.
Do they work for your dog? Yeah. They don't work for mine.
No, they don't work at all.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Just greenies are a lie.
But if you use them as a suppository, they do work?
Then quite possibly.
Yep.
Oh, I was just trying to get you to shut
my dog hates me.
Butt. And they'd be like, my dog freaked out. Papa Giorgio, are you lying? And then I go, I'm a bad little boy.
God.
So, yeah. I don't know if anyone in the audience wants to eat this, bun and all. I don't know.
If anyone out there has dropped a greenie.
Have you? You're a Burger King dude, right?
No, I'm not. I'm a Wendy's guy.
Well, we're
I like my burger square.
Blutards,
we don't cut
so
the corners.
We can't
what?
Partake. Right?
What happened?
We can't eat the bun.
We can't eat the bun.
We're glutards.
Both of you? Oh, God, I forgot this. So I have to do
we're
this?
Lame.
We just talked about this.
Oh, my God.
I have a little wimpy stomach now.
The wheat binge challenge, now this?
I will
Is there
eat pizza,
nothing
though.
On this show you people can't participate in?
I don't care. I will lose my pants to eat some pizza. We'll crap
Lose
them.
Lose your pants.
I will crap them. Yeah.
I was picturing
That's
it.
Where
it... I'm getting a little short of breath. A little heartthrob
Next
flustered.
Time we go to New York.
So I don't know if anyone wants to eat it and then tweet hashtag green poop to us. I certainly am not going
Do
to
it.
Cross that line. I feel that I am looked at as like a mentor.
Honestly, I don't think we're above it.
Kind of like the father of the country in some ways. So
the leader of the free world, if you will.
I mean, coming from your mouth doesn't sound too too braggy. So, yeah, we can, you know, I'm not going to do it. But if Jay wants to blow out his poo-poo valve, it's okay. You can do it. We'll get you a pig one, and it'll be crusted in Parmesan and cost me $8.99 a pound.
It's going to cost
at
you.
Wegmans, yeah.
$20.
I'm just going to get a pound's worth of pig anus, and then we're going to do like a fitting, like it's an engagement ring. And we'll replace your butthole yet after you blow it out.
That's
awesome.
All right, shall we get to the show's centerpiece?
Why not?
Hellraiser 2.
It's already gone to hell and back.
All right, let's do... do we want the Ozzy Osbourne version of Hellraiser? Or do we want Motorhead's Hellraiser? This
Motorhead.
Is a democracy.
I think we should start out with Lenny and Co.
Lemmy, but I'll let you slide.
And Co.
Whatever.
I believed it.
All right. We're going to start with Hellraiser by Motorhead. This is the one actually used in Hellraiser 3. I think the subtitle for that was
the
bad one. Come on. There you go. There's a rolling bass line.
Not as dark as I...
No. This pretty much could have been used by Poison on Skinny Bop. You know, when you're younger, this kind of sounds cool. And now that I'm older, their CC DeVille should be playing just like a three-necked heart-shaped guitar to this.
Yeah.
I mean, Lemmy's the T still.
More like Meathead. It's the only purpose I serve. bad jokes.
I love it. It's great.
You're like the Mozart of crap jokes.
Oh my god.
I've been waiting for that.
Now we just need like an F. Murray Abraham who's jealous of your ability in bad jokes. We can just have Pete Salieri over here.
Fair enough.
All right, I'm bringing that down. So for week one of the, I guess, is it going to be the bad Halloween movie challenge or the good? We asked the listeners to provide both good and bad.
And we apologize because we need your help. We picked some a couple movies that you guys have chose. We need them on Netflix.
Yeah, to anyone that sent pics, sweet, sweet, adorable Nate Gonzalez.
Yes,
Brenda Bren. The list stops there.
I know.
Not because we're out of people, but because
name.
We just got to keep the show rolling.
Mars.
I
forgot his name.
You made that up.
I'll pull it out.
Mars, Bruno. Are we that big yet?
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you guys are going to send in any movies for us to review, please do it on Netflix.
Brenda Bren's on it.
Brenda Bren, God bless you. May the Dodgers.
I already told her that.
May the Dodgers win all the World Series ever, not just because Don Mattingly is the manager.
Love yeah,
you.
Sure.
Love you, 23.
It's cool.
They've got the prettiest uniforms.
There you go. Striking blues.
Yeah.
So.
I dig a blue.
I just did my screenplay class at the Nova, at the Northern Virginia Community College.
Mm-hmm.
Not to brag.
A very
humble
high
bragging.
Standard of learning.
And I remember how livid I was when she gave us assignments that involved watching films that weren't on Netflix. I was like, do those even exist?
Yeah.
Come on.
What's the point?
Yeah. What, am I going to get a reel-to-reel?
There's a reason, woman.
Yeah. Am I going to set that up? Should I watch a snuff film afterward? Because that's the technology involved here.
8mm.
Exactly. You picked up what I was putting down.
Mm-hmm.
So we watched Hellraiser 2 because Hellraiser 1 would have been a little too good. And we actually took notes. I took more notes on damn Hellraiser 2 than I did on any of the crap I had to watch. I had to watch Citizen Kane. I had to watch Chinatown. And I had to watch Castaway. And I'll be damned if I don't have a page and a half of notes on Hellraiser.
On Hellraiser, but you just...
A lot of material.
You just said F it with the other ones. You're like...
Oh, yeah.
I don't need this. I paid for this class.
Citizen Kane?
We're doing this for free. I paid for that class. Yeah. I'm taking notes for this one.
Well, which one do I really care about?
There you go.
I paid half a K.
I know where your heart's at, John.
To take that screenwriting class. And by week two, I'm like, school sucks. When is this over? That's American education for you. Or just me and my ADD self. So... And by the way, if you ever want to watch Citizen Kane, just watch every Mr. Burns segment on The Simpsons. That's all he
it is. It really is.
That's all he is.
Nonstop references.
It is. Just wall to wall.
Oh, that's sled.
So do we want to start, like, do we want to do the S sandwich technique? Is that what they do in managing where you, like, say the good and then
good,
you put, like,
you got bad.
All
I think a
of
lot of
bad.
People out there might actually like this. That's probably just me because I'm a fan. They might, as you would say, have
Butters,
their wits about them.
Fan of the deuce.
Butters, bring my snifter of brandy as we judge this peasant and his taste. Let's put on
this
the NPR.
How did this vagrant get in here?
Yeah, really. Are there some Whopper wrappers you can find to eat out of and turn your duty green? You don't belong on this sophisticated program. So we're going to do that. I think we're going to talk the good.
Yeah.
First, we'll do roundtable style.
Lot of.
No.
Sure.
For those unfamiliar with Hellraiser and Hellraiser 2 and all the Hellraisers, wasn't there like Hellraiser the animated series like came on before Camp Candy?
It's a lot. It's all garbage now.
There was
Vincent D'Onofrio's in one. It's got one.
Oh, what, like Piles Back from the Dead?
Yeah, it's garbage.
With Hooks and his big fat bitch tits.
Yeah. Something like that.
And Hartman screams at him.
You should really try and watch that one, and then you will think how great this one actually is.
Oh, like Hellraiser 2 is
like
just...
Like the story with the one with Vincent D'Onofrio
that's
is just
the Rocky
garbage.
One of the Hellraiser family?
Yes.
Okay, so Hellraiser is, I believe, out of kind of a later entry into the 80s slasher movies. If you weren't a kid in the 80s, Butters was born like 2018.
Yep.
If I recall.
85.
Yep. Still a fetus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got a few more years of incubation.
The space fetus at the end of 2001. You haven't fallen to Earth yet. The stork hasn't brought you through the atmosphere.
I can't breathe up here.
I know where babies
space
come from.
Stork.
So, Jay, roll with me on this one.
What's up, brother?
If you were the cool kid, you were the one that had a parent who had HBO and Cinemax. And I say parent because if you were allowed to watch this crap, you were obviously from a broken home where you had a mother who was working four jobs.
I was not that kid.
Me neither.
But I had a friend.
My neighbor was.
Damn right.
He was like, he would just come over and be like, have you seen Terminator?
No.
You see boobs in it. What?
It was funny because we were young too, so it's kind of hard to stay up like super late. Like you swear you could. Like we were maybe 12 years old. And staying up till 12:30 to watch Real Sex on HBO because he had it.
I didn't even get to go over late because my parents knew what I'd be watching.
Really?
My mom was always overprotective, so she was like convinced that like if you're at a friend's house like past 7, like his dad would just start blowing you. And you're like, I should only be so lucky, mother. It was just like if you went to a sleepover, the parents that were fine during the day, just all, yeah, just her, the mom doing like,
why did they want you to sleep over? It's like Donnie does. They're like, but yeah, it's their exactly. house.
You're
like,
Donnie wants
you. I don't think you
Donnie,
get it.
Mom and dad want you there. She's going to operate the hand crank recorder like she's watching a Messerschmitt so doing a strafing run. Just recording that kind of
film. What do you mean they bought you pizza? What are they after?
It was pizza topped with white dust. Haven't you had that before? And then I slept for 19 hours. And I woke
That's
up and
my poo
was funny.
That's why they always made me eat first. They were like, don't eat anything.
It's all green.
Yeah, it's all green.
From the Shrek ketchup.
Oh, God.
The Shretchup? So.
So late entry because there were slashers out by then. Jason came out
in
84.
Jason, well, started actually, if I recall, with Halloween. Like, Halloween started the whole thing and yet was.
I'm not sure on the year. I can double check.
Halloween was like 77, 78. Jamie Lee Curtis. Really? Before she had her penis chopped off. That's a fact. You can look it up.
No way. Really?
You stupid bastard. Stay pretty.
Good.
Stay pretty, you dumb boy.
Because True Lies, man, she's smoking.
I wouldn't care if she was tucking in that scene. Who cares?
So
the
good.
Ass on her?
So good.
The jugs? Yeah, she could have pulled off the panties and it went like the Spin Doctors guy going. I wouldn't have cared.
Just turn around.
I'll just turn it. Yeah, just push it out of the way or keep it in the scene. I would have been able to maintain with that rack.
And you know her digestion is all above Jim board.
Oh, my God. Yeah. She could have the black whopper and it would come out. Oh, it would come out perfect brown. She'd be like, what poop challenge? And I would bow before her tract. So, yeah, it started with Halloween.
I'm so glad you agree.
And that was like actually kind of, oh, God, yeah. They're like Jamie Lee Curtis has balls. I'm like, who cares? Have you seen Trading Places?
Yeah,
those boobs ain't balls. They're not hidden in there. And if they were, I'd still go,
I'd still gobble them up.
Oh, God. Sorry. Yeah. If you want to talk about the evils in this world, not to get political, some people want to talk what happened in Oregon. I will talk about Jamie Lee Curtis doing gray-haired poo commercials 2 hours
Activia.
After you've watched Trading Places.
Yeah.
You're just like the passage of time. Like all you can hear is dust in the wind. So it's even like worse than it should be. And you're like, why does this happen to us?
Yeah.
Why does man not live forever? Eve, you dumb bitch eating from that apple. It's all the women's fault, Putters.
It totally is.
Don't you know nothing?
Adam was a little complicit.
Yeah. He was all like, have my rib and exist.
Yep.
And he screwed it for everyone. So Halloween was first, and a lot of people actually really respect Halloween. I'm not one of them. A lot of people are like, oh, it's set like every trope, like the virgin doesn't die. What else happened? What else happened in Halloween?
Was it even a trope, though?
It was a slap. Yeah.
It's set.
Anyone who
does it,
the one chick that doesn't have sex is always the one that lives in the slasher, just like the black guy dies first in the sci-fi movie.
Yeah. But the thing was, did that create that, or...
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
I don't
okay,
think
that's what
much
you're going with. Yeah,
in terms
really
of an actual
then.
Slasher, Halloween's it. Like that, it starts there. I don't think you can go back to like, you know, Nosferatu, or some crap. I mean, if you want to talk about bad silent films, then yeah, that's in the running. But if you want to talk like actual
Nosferatu,
if you want to talk like people just dying and getting killed violently on screen, I think it starts with Halloween, and then it was Friday the 13th, the first one, and then it was like. Nightmare on Elm Street is like 84, 80. Like Johnny Depp's nuts hadn't dropped yet.
Yeah.
In that first one. Like he looks like you right now. Just like all pretty and hairless. That's good. Like a little otter who just came inside a pound cake. I'm holding on there.
Next month, it all falls apart.
Are you going to go over the hill?
I'll be 30.
You know I don't like my twinks saying that word. You're pretty in 29 forever, lady boy.
Lady boy. Jamie Lee Curtis.
Stay gold, pony boy. Never age. So Hellraiser was like the first one, 87-ish. At this point, we've already crapped out 14 Friday the 13th. It was a big deal, one per year.
Yeah.
We're on Nightmare on Elm Street.
I love Friday the 13th.
Three, some junk. Even the Halloween is like, oh my God, wait a minute. There's like a whole genre we spawned here. We have to get in on this.
Yep. I mean, some of it doesn't even have to have anything to do with Michael Myers.
Yeah, yeah, sure. I don't know what he said. He's the Halloween guy. So, you have Clive Barker, right? He does the Hellraiser, and the whole concept of Hellraiser is that there's this little group of folks called the Xenobites, right? The Cenobites.
Mm-hmm. The Cenobites.
Cenobites, led by Cenobites. Pinhead. Never do that. That was horrible. She scared the piss out of me. Were you trying to remind me of Chucky from Child's Play, or just
no? That was the one
out?
Who was chattering. Oh,
the chattering guy.
The little boy.
The little boy. That's awfully nice chatterer. Awful close to Cenobites.
I thought they said Cinnabons.
Yeah. Those all sound delicious.
Yeah, then I got hungry. No, I can't eat watching those movies. I like them, but it's too much.
You know what would be the worst thing to eat? A jelly roll.
I thought you were going to say a pig anus.
No, you clearly enjoy the pig anus.
I ate so much pig anus in front of him earlier today, if that's what calamari
we
really
shared
is.
Pig anus.
We shared
today.
Pig anus.
That's beautiful.
I was like, my tum-tum is too full of pig butt. Would you eat some? And he's like, sure.
I'll finish her up for you.
Yeah, and you had the big loose brass pieces. Those are like huge mama hog so dumperoos. I had the little, like, you know, Charlotte's Web baby Wilbur buttholes. You were just like... Wilbur. Yeah, the big fat hog that's on its side, suckling 19 piglets. So, just saying, I had it younger and fresher than him. So, the whole thing about Hellraiser is it's kind of like a race of demons, right? In the first one, it's Pinhead, and they're into kind of like where pleasure meets pain. But I don't see a lot of the pleasure.
They honestly... Movie,
well, they have a real kick out of it, but they can't differentiate.
Yeah, the concept is the Cenobites are from hell, and they're... To some people, demons. To some people, angels. Mm-hmm. To quote Pinhead himself. And they're into where pleasure and pain intertwine. But I'm going to be honest. I didn't see a lot of guys getting fellatio performed
upon
them.
Not even close.
And many
Not
people
until
were
the very
skinned.
End, with the skeletons on the box thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, they were like touching themselves, I think, right?
No, there was some skeleton
They were masturbating
BJs.
Skeletons
oh,
that
what?
I missed.
I didn't see that either. You must have saw the uncut version.
I saw all of it.
Was it uncut? Like this skeleton.
Yeah.
Okay.
I remember that was one of the cool t-shirts you could buy from the back.
My skeleton's uncut.
No, like skeletons having sex. It was like the Kama Sutra, but just skeletons boning.
Yeah.
Didn't count. Yeah.
The best line of the episode. So Hellraiser 1, Pinhead comes and he's summoned by Frank. Nice horror movie name, just Frank.
Frank.
Like we have Pinhead, we have the Chatterer, and then there's Frank.
Nice Frank. Butterball. And, Butterball's a fat one.
Well, actually, did you want to do the summary on this?
Oh, the summary?
Pretty Pedro.
So for number two?
Well, look.
What's
number
going
one,
on here?
Pinhead
number
comes.
Number one,
he kills
Pinhead
people.
Comes. He kills Frank. He kills Julia. These are
the
characters
the whole concept
from the first
is
one.
Frank needs to, after summoning the Cenobites by using this little puzzle box, that's the whole centerpiece of the film. The little, I don't want to call it the MacGuffin, because that's like a device that makes a plot work.
But and I just, don't know what it means.
I guess it is a MacGuffin.
Yeah.
I'll say MacGuffin, but think
Take
of
a bite
puppet.
Out of crime.
But just barely.
They're so much cuter. Yeah. Plot, quote unquote, work. So you screw with the puzzle box. The Cenobites come, probably kill everyone. In the first one, Frank, just Frank.
Just Frank.
I'll think of Frank from
Frank
Scarface.
Cotton.
Frank was butter. And Frank summons the Cenobites. They tear him up. His side piece, his brother's wife.
Yeah, his brother's wife.
Julia.
Is Real it? Piece of work, Julia.
Yeah, Julia is hot for Frank, and Frank comes back from hell missing his skin. And a recurring theme, a leitmotif?
Yes.
If you will. in the film is that people without skin are apparently very sexy.
Oh, dude, they're just looking
because
to get both
Now, this
all
is
the
a question
time.
That I wanted to raise with you guys.
Could sure. you still get it up?
You wouldn't, right?
No.
Right.
I think.
With Julia? She comes out of the mattress. She's covered in goop.
By the way, though,
she's bright red.
Yeah.
Her skin is gone. She looks...
You know,
Julia, no. Like, Anna Nicole Smith, if she, like, flushed a plane toilet and her skin kind of got, like, flushed down and she's still, like...
It's an interesting scenario.
I was just
going to
say the interesting scenario.
Like, Anna Nicole Smith in her heyday skinned, like, Hawkins and Predator, who's pulling out the references now.
Yeah.
I mean, you could work with that. Like, if you pull a Sharpie out and you could draw nipples on the red lumps. Well,
the
she
guy,
probably,
would you
Anna Nicole needed the skin
to
hold the implants in.
Would it just be you were kind of like, I mean, I've got to take advantage of this opportunity, or would you actually be actively
We probably have
it
time
out?
To get you some skin first.
I wouldn't.
Is what I would probably
I wouldn't.
Say.
You know, as much as I want to do, if I want to shock jock it up, I want to shtick it up for air, I don't think I could perform with the skinless, which, again, is not a problem
That's
in Hellraiser.
Good to hear.
Yeah.
Like, Frank is skinless, and he talks to Julia, and she's like, just sucking on daddy's finger, eating it up. And then in Hellbound, which we watched.
Yes.
Sorry, I don't know if I'm burping or farting. It's going one way or the other. maybe that was it. So Julia comes. Well, let's do the premise. So the girl, there's a girl, Frank's brother's daughter.
Daughter, Kirsty.
Kirsty. In the first film,
Kirsty.
She's the one that foils Frank, and he gets pulled apart by the Xenobite hooks at the end.
Solves the puzzle in like 15 seconds.
Yeah, that bitch could Rubik's like a mother effort. So the whole concept is Pinhead wanted his soul back in hell, I guess.
Yep.
There's really no plot here. If you're like John summarizing it poorly, you know what? I'm sorry. This isn't The Godfather 2 I'm reciting to people.
Yeah.
Demons came back from hell and killed a lot of people really graphically.
There you go. Moving on.
Hellraiser 2, did you want to handle this summary?
Huh? Oh,
I
sure.
I thought you were vying for that before the episode.
No, I thought you would just do the premise. I was just going to say about how silly it was.
Well, Hellraiser 2's premise is Julia winds up in the Nut Hut, which is a lot like, hold on, I wrote down a movie parallel with a much better film, Terminator 2. It's kind of like
it's
Sarah Connor.
Terminator with you.
Everything's Terminator. You know, if
it's all coming up Terminator.
If Europe is like, what do we do with the Syrian refugees? I'd be like, watch T3. It's all in there. So, yeah, think of T1 with Sarah Connor, and she survives the Terminator. Spoiler alert. And crushes him. And what happens in T2? What's her reward for surviving the Terminator? She winds up in the Nut Hut. Because they're like, a robot chased you.
And I hope you got sunblock.
Yeah, except they do it like really well in Terminator 2. If you want to see it done horribly, you can watch Hellraiser 2, where Julia survives Pinhead and Frank, skinless Frank, skinless sexy Frank, and winds up in the Nut Hut. And then there's like really like, poor, you know, like actors who are just like, I'm a doctor. And that's how we know they're
a doctor.
Oh, we know. Because they can get somebody clothes. In fact, she said, I don't have any clothes. He said, what did he say? Exactly.
I can do that much. I'm a doctor.
That was maybe the line of the film to these two. They wouldn't shut
fantastic.
Up about it.
Fantastic.
Blame us?
Yeah, you know really. Who else could say that line? A plumber and
I can do
an
that.
Electrician and a
zoologist. Anybody.
Exactly. It's like a universal New Yorker cartoon caption.
Really? Anyone who isn't that guy who's internet famous and he's just like a torso with the head.
And he chases people like a zombie?
No, he just like, he does like a TED talk where he's like, look at me, I have a beautiful wife and I'm like a living inchworm. And even that guy could probably get you clothes. Just give him like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And you're just like, you sure I can't help you? And he's like, nope, I got this. And you see him like wiggling.
I've got it.
Up your stairs, and you're like, that has to shave his nipples. Like, my God, he must look like he ran a marathon. So,
you know what else? Who took her clothes? Where did they go?
Yeah, that was the other thing. He's been in the room the whole time. I think he hit him. Honestly, Kyle.
Well, the concept of Hellraiser 2, let's just do the summary right fast, is Julia, right? Is that her name? No, Julia is the demon.
Kirsty.
Kirsty. So Kirsty is in the Nut Hut, and one of the doctors inexplicably. Correct me if I'm wrong on this. Sorry, I'm going to get really critical because I just took a screenwriting class at a community college, so I can.
Yeah,
I pretty much have a I was going to say a PhD in film. I am so stupid.
And a VHS in film.
Yeah, so I got the smart boy papers for film. And they in no way try to explain why her doctor in the Nut Hut is obsessed with the Xenobites or why he even is aware of them, right? Did I miss something?
He just is.
He just is.
He that just is the explanation. Is.
So that is pretty much like, imagine you're Ted Williams.
It could have been any doctor.
And you're dead, and they're going to hack off your head and freeze it. And the guy who's doing the hacking is like the biggest Red Sox fan ever. That would be a weird coincidence. But somehow, the doctor who's treating Julia, who just survived a Xenobite attack, is all in on the Xenobites himself.
Yep.
Somehow that's a thing.
He knows everything about them. That apparently, he has a full room of memorabilia.
He's got some knickknacks.
He's never been there.
He's got some tchotchkes.
He's got some signed posters.
Yeah.
So that's not explained whatsoever. The dumbest of dumb luck. That's screenplay problem number 18.
Well, how do we get her there? I don't know. Whatever.
She's just in the
she
nut
just
hut.
She just is there. It's like, okay.
I would find it like hard to believe if Buster Poindexter, I forget his real name, wound up like at an osteopath who was into the New York Dolls. That would be a weird coincidence to me. But somehow, the woman who survives a Xenobite attack, I don't even know what an osteopath is.
Can you just keep listing what weird coincidences would be
that
are nothing compared to this?
She's with a guy who is aware of a race of beings that in the first movie no one even knew about. They don't say that the Xenobites are like known throughout time or any kind of crap, but this guy is all in on the Xenobites, and somehow he's Christie's doctor.
Kirstie.
What luck.
Kirstie. So we're going to move on from that.
Yep.
So Kirstie is also situated in the Nut Hut next to a girl who doesn't talk but can solve puzzles like a mother effort.
Like a champ. And she solves puzzles really loudly, apparently.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, because they have a scene where you can hear her like solving the puzzle. Well,
is it the gaffer? Is
they
that his
show
name?
Her,
the guy who makes sounds?
Or the Foley artist.
What's it? Foley.
Yeah.
And
then Kirstie wakes up and she starts walking down the hallway like it woke her up. Probably wasn't the sound. It's just the sensation of puzzles being solved around her.
Or the dramatic thunder and lightning.
Yeah. No. It wasn't that.
Sorry, I was looking at my notes. Continue.
No.
If you delivered the
So she ends up walking into that girl's room. She's like, oh, crap, you solved
puzzles. Yeah,
because,
by the way, you
that's
can do
convenient.
That in the Nut Hut.
That's convenient as well. Why not run into somebody who can solve puzzles right after you had a big, horrible, terrifying scene where you just solved the puzzle and got in some real deep S?
Well, might I add, first of all, the puzzle girl has Brad Pitt's face before Brad Pitt grew facial hair.
She is a young Val Kilmer, personally.
Great middle part, though.
Middle
right
part.
On up.
I thought you were talking about her, like, abs.
No,
and I'm like, those were shown in the film.
Weird.
A little girl.
No, but then,
also,
then later on, I also think she also looks like Fabio.
She looks like
I couldn't
every
decide.
Handsome man
yeah.
that was ever that ever handsome.
She does kind of look like
in
like
the 90s.
Legend and Fabio and
so the acting's piss poor. We'll just throw that grenade in there.
I think that Kirstie was fine.
Kirstie was okay.
Yeah. Ashley
Kirstie
Lawrence.
Was okay.
I looked her up.
As far did she do any nude scenes? That is the
she is
question.
Doing something called Gutter Slut in 2014 that has not come up. Out and I want
the show.
I'm like, okay,
is
I gotta
over.
See this.
I am going to target before it closes to
like,
get the
please.
Astroglide that I've held
this
off.
This has got to be awesome
for months. From purchasing,
I looked that up today. I was like, Gutter Slut. That is why didn't I think
there
of
that? There's nothing better than seeing someone that wasn't naked in a
my
movie
director
naked in
debut.
Something else.
Gutter Slut.
That is exactly how I felt.
I know porn
I
stars
watched.
That wouldn't do that film.
What's that?
I know porn stars that wouldn't do that film.
Gutter Slut.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry.
No way.
I respect myself too much. I was going to make a reference to Donald Sutherland's ass in Animal House in terms of movie nudity, but I decided instead to help you out on the gutter slide line.
Awesome.
I regret nothing.
I appreciate it.
So
this fool with non-sympathetic doctors and cops, not understanding either. They really don't care what happened to her. I mean, yeah, I wouldn't believe her either, but they're like,
it's so
I don't know
again.
What the big deal is. Everybody was dead in your house. Whatever.
Our summary sounds like piss because this movie is horrible.
Yeah, no, it jumps around anyways. And people don't need the summary. It's been out since 1988, so let's just crap
on. You can read the wiki. So, yeah. Okay, here's everything I hated. First of all, they act like you need this little weird savant girl to solve the puzzle. The puzzle looks easy as hell.
Which gets solved by every idiot that finds it.
Dip-ass that picks up the puzzle is solved within 30 seconds. And they're acting like, oh, we have to have creepy silent girl who has like some trauma in her past. Is that ever really addressed?
There was anesthesia and her mother is in hell, maybe?
I have no clue.
Great. So we don't even know what happened to her.
There's just scenes of them going, can you take care of my daughter?
Like,
and then her mom is getting rag over her face and then she blacks out. And that's it. That's the whole thing.
It's horrible.
Not terribly Trump.
So somehow we need her to crack the code, even though it seems as hard as like something that they put on the back of like a Kellogg's box where it's like A equals 1, Z equals 26.
Yeah.
And then the message is like 14, 18, 4. And it translates to buy more cornflakes.
Yeah. But then you just you could have just as easily flipped it over and all the answers were there on the bottom anyways.
Flipped it over the way you have
flipped
to.
Flipped over
Jamie
the box.
Curtis.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't hit it from the front.
No. Well, you could, but it hurt your tummy. So
this movie was just crazy.
There's a lot of skinless lust.
Everybody that loses their skin is just aching to bone.
In terms of...
Jelly Roll Morton.
Everyone, by the way, is completely okay with the skinless. Not only are the skinless horny as S, even though, like, I figured if, like... You got a hard on while you're skinless. You're spurting like a Mortal Kombat.
That's what
fatality.
I was saying. I was like, "There's no way. It's not happening."
Yeah, if you got your rod on like 30 seconds
you know what,
later, then? It would just be a puddle, and you like as a gish pile that of would, skin and bone.
That would be the first thing that I covered with skin, though, because you know how they had to eat a bunch of humans just to gain the flesh. I think that would be the
yeah,
first
and that's
part. And I'd
again,
be like, oh, okay, this is really important.
They're all powerful demons that can synthesize every other skin cell over and over. But the skin, they just have to munch a lot of bodies. And why is it they have to eat 10 bodies to make one body's worth of skin for them?
So many.
Yeah.
So inefficient.
That ratio is way off.
Can't they just, like, put, like, a little slit down one body and then, like,
just
crawl
jump
into
inside.
It? Yeah.
Not very sustainable.
And just wear it like one of those, like, Green Man suits from Always Sunny?
That would be hilarious if they did that.
So what got me the most... There is a scene at the end where Pinhead and the rest of the Cenobites have come back to kill whoever's out of hell. They want to kill them. They want to kill Kirsty too because it's a slasher movie. They want to kill. And what have we established about them? They're horrible murderers and they're demonic and otherworldly. We've gone out of our way to establish this. That one, the girl has like a vocoder on her voice, so she sounds like a creepy speak and spell.
Yeah.
And her trachea is open. And then there's another guy who's just the chatterer that Butters didn't. Ah, I'd never do that. Damn it, that's creepy. So.
And then the guy from The Matrix.
Yes, and then there's the guy with the little Morpheus
glasses. I know,
it's
a really bloated Morpheus. Yeah, he's Butterball.
And the whole movie, they're creepy, bloodthirsty demons. And then in kind of one of the big scenes, not even the penultimate scene, I might add, this should be the climax. And then they tag on a climax 10 minutes later. You're like, wait, what?
Yeah, I moved the mouse and it was like still 25 minutes to go.
Yeah, it'd be like at Godfather 2 and they shoot Fredo. And then like 8 minutes later, Michael calls for pizza and he's late. And then Michael just shoots him too. And you're like, I am very confused. Is the pizza boy's death or Fredo's
which
death?
Which one's significant?
Maybe they're both equally important.
Yep.
So Pinhead and the rest of the crew, I don't know.
Oh, and
their
that
names.
Scene was hilarious too because they don't kill her like right away. And
well,
there's
they're
this,
like Bond
there's,
villains.
There's this
they're just like, let's talk first.
Let's
this is
exchange
how we're gonna take over
for a
the world.
Bit. But I thought it was really silly because he was like, no. And then the other girl was like, no, no, no.
Was that?
They literally, that was the exchange between them. He said like, don't do it. And then they all just questioned him and just said no. There was really, it was moronic. Just like, no.
It sounds like a lot of the scenes were like, I'm not joking, of the caliber of the crap. Like, that the dumb kids, I'm going to do that in air quotes because I know like no one's dumb anymore. We're all like bright and beautiful and perfect. But the dumb kids in my class turned in as their final project. Like that was the level of this. Like I really feel like as long as someone put words on a page, they were going to make Hellraiser 2. Because there's no excuse. It was so bad. So again, we've established the whole film day in, day out. Pinhead's evil. Pinhead's otherworldly.
Yep.
Pinhead is from hell. And in the scene that should have been the movie's climax, but it's not because they tagged on a second final battle right afterward, Kirstie saves herself by going, "You guys were all human once, right? Nothing else.
Here's a picture
of you." And Pinhead and the other three Cenobites are suddenly like, we were human once.
Nobody's ever tried that reasoning before.
They are flayed skin that's talking to you.
Yeah.
And they try to give them like human expressions all of a sudden. Like, you know when Gizmo looked really cute in Gremlins 1? They tried to do that with these ugly, like skeleton goblin faces. They're supposed to suddenly be human. And there was no precedent for it. There was not a shred of humanity.
No.
Anywhere.
They shouldn't have anything like that.
Again,
they cannot differentiate between pain and pleasure, which there was no pleasure. But I don't understand. Yeah. Just one drop of the hat. They're just like, no, hey, you know what?
I will not stop bitching about that, how they go on both pain and pleasure. It's like, I never see Pinhead just watching, like, Weekend at Bernie's 2. And crushing a pizza. Like, there's never that aspect of his life. Like, it's just...
That's pleasure.
Skidding people, while they're getting head, maybe, or something. Like, I don't... It's creepy. It's all creepy. Pinhead's pleasure is never just like...
Ooh, it is no good.
Sunday night football, going to overtime. F, yeah. It's never lighthearted like that.
No.
So, one thing I've learned in screenwriting is you quote-unquote drop pebbles. You want people to know what's coming and to feel clever for interpreting it. I will reference season 2, episode 1 of The Leftovers, aka the show that makes you feel like your soul was raped. Like, if you want to feel bad, don't watch Hellraiser, watch The Leftovers. So we start off with an African-American guy. I can't believe I said a black. No, we start off with a black dude, and it's his birthday, and he's a dad. He's like in his 50s, and his wife jokes about the fact that he never really wakes up. Like, he's in bed, and his family walks out, and they're playing Jenga on his tummy. And by the way, notice how I can summarize this really well, because it's well written.
Good moving story.
So they're dumping crap on his guts, and then like eventually he wakes up, he's like, "What's all the crap on me?" And they're like, "Man, you sleep like you're dead," or something along those lines.
Yeah.
Like,
foreshadowing.
Interesting. And then daddy walks downstairs and he's eating his bacon and eggs like Homer Simpson style, just shoveling it in. And then he's like, "Hey, girl of mine, give me your bacon too." And he's just eating everyone's bacon. You're like, man, black guy just in his 50s, it up. Just cholesterol, express. Like, I know where this is going.
Say goodbye to your foot.
Why? Because he tried to run from the monster? Sorry. Someone's going to lob me a Kunta Kinte reference. I'll do it. That was a half foot. So he then goes to his friend, who's like some kind of weird fortune teller. And we have like a whole hardcore scene where he like puts his palm in some paint and he mushes it on a piece of paper. And his friend looks at his palm print and he's like, "Oh, boy." And he's like, "What do you say? What are you seeing?" And the friend's like, "Wow, I'm full of crap. I'm a fortune teller. Come on." He's like, "No, really, what's going to happen?" He's like, "All right, dude, it's bad. Just be careful." So you're like, "Oh, man, I see this coming a mile away. Like, poor black people already have heart problems. And this guy's just eating bacon like there's no tomorrow. And he sleeps like he's, dead. Come on. We know we're waking. They're going to find his corpse one morning and they'll be like, daddy sleeps so deeply.
Autoerotic asphyxiation.
Yeah. Like once
that wasn't it.
Once they dump the player piano on his tummy and he's still not moving, they'll be like, I think daddy's broken. We go the whole show expecting this guy to die because crumbs were dropped the entire way. This, that, and the other.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know what the twist-a-rooski is at the end? His daughter dies.
What?
And you're like, oh my God, so the bad thing didn't happen to him? Well, it would have been really great if his daughter dies, and then he's like, ah, I'm coming, Lindsay, and does like a red fox. But
that would have been good, too. Honestly, that still would have been good writing.
They decided not to break Fabe, and so his heart held. But what I'm saying
he's
is...
he's miserable forever.
They kind of like let you know what's going to happen. They lead the way. Her getting Pinhead to stop from killing her...
I thought it was all just going to crumble, and then we're done.
Again, to reference a good movie... When Sarah Connor is getting chased by Arnold Schwarzenegger, she doesn't turn to him at one point and go like, dude, why are you doing this? And then you just hear him go like, bleep, bloop, blop, and steam comes out of his ears, and he stops killing her and Kyle Reese.
Good point.
Yeah. He's a killer robot. It don't quit. And yet somehow Pinhead is just like, you're right. What are we doing, fellow Xenobites? Can we help a little, too? It's just, all bad all over. And I don't really remember how things end, but I will tell you the finale.
The little girl who can solve all the puzzles solves a puzzle.
Okay, so they dropped that crumb.
They were like...
They were so subtle about that. The they were just like, she solves puzzles.
Can you guess she's going to solve a puzzle in this movie?
She solves puzzles.
Yep.
She solves puzzles. And then at the very end, we all start singing, she solves puzzles, and she solves the puzzle box.
That's
which
it.
Anyone, the puzzle box looks as hard as figuring out like an Optimus Prime Transformer.
It's so easy.
Like your 70-year-old grandma that bought you the damn toy couldn't do it, but anyone who's under 25 can noodle it out in 8 seconds. So at the very end of the film, there's a bloody mattress covered in hooks. And it's just in this house that's abandoned, right? And some movers come in, and they're supposed to empty the house.
Yeah.
And
simple. Sounds like an easy job.
The finale of the movie is one of the two movers. He's like, hey, Billy, look at this bloody mattress here. And then, like, starts, like, pressing on the bloody mattress.
He kicks it a little bit. He's like, He's like, what do we got here?
A little peroxide. I think I got me a new mattress.
And it's like a twin.
And then, it's a crappy one. At that, it's a crappy
get away from
mattress.
It, man.
It's lumpy.
You're an adult.
It has seen some years.
It has had hell pass through it. I think its springs are shot. And then, dumb Hasty Jethro gets sucked into the mattress, which eats him.
Of course.
Now, I am going to
lay
down.
And that's
down.
How they cap it.
Yeah.
Boop.
That's
the
our
end
big
of the
ending.
Movie.
A mattress kills someone. So I'm going to lay down a little real, a little fact for you. I'm going to truth bomb y'alls, as the kids say, right? Don't you say that?
Lay it on us.
Take cover.
Yeah.
Here comes the truth.
I've done a lot of foreclosures in my day because I have a black heart and I will do anything for a dollar. And you break into someone's house and their crap's lying all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to let you in on a little secret. When you find a soiled mattress... You don't stick your finger in and go, what is the soily?
Yeah.
And then, lick your fingertip afterward.
Oh, exactly.
You look at it and you're like, why did I not pick a better major? How am I 34?
How did I get here?
And I'm staring at someone's drippy, disgusting crap. And you're like, I'm locking them out of a home filled with crap I wouldn't take a piss on, but apparently they did. You reflect. You don't jump on it and do, like, the peanut butter jelly banana dance on it. Like,
especially when it is clearly a murder scene.
It isn't even mystery goo. Like Butter
blood.
Said, it's drenched in blood. It looks like the 50-foot woman used it as her maxi. And the chains held it in place.
That is awesome.
It is a bloody mess, but we're all better than that. So that is why, in every sense, Hellraiser sucked, except for the demon design. That's the one thing.
Design is awesome. I mean, he went to enough S&M clubs to get a really good feel for how this thing was going to turn out.
Ooh.
I didn't realize this. Jay explained that Clive Barker, the director and creator. Very openly gay. So this is like me learning that Rob Halford of Judas Priest was also gay. And then you look at every picture ever of Judas Priest from the 80s, and he's just clad in leather.
Yep.
Except he's holding a woman. And you're like, how did he manage to hold her and at the same time keep his vomit down? Like, Rob Halford is
and
more
penis.
He is more talented than Dave Mustaine, who can both shred and sing at the same time. You're like, my God, look at that leather boy go. So we need you guys to tell us what the next pick. Actually, I want two picks because I think it's crappy we don't get to have you guys play along at home about what the next movie is going to be that we're watching for the horror movies suck.
Please
month.
Make it bad.
Yeah, it's much more fun to crap on them.
More
yeah.
bad don't... than Michael Jackson.
Brenda... Please already have seen it, so we'll just go straight into making fun of it.
Brenda Bren was nice enough to nominate Near Dark. Near Dark's an amazing movie.
Oh, it's
a... If you want to watch it. A good horror movie, watch Near Dark. And then you'll be like, they can't make fun of that. And you're right, we can't. I could do an hour on how Near Dark rules. But we want you to...
You did earlier.
To, yeah, I did in the green room. I can just get us two movies, A, on Netflix, and B, horror, and C, that stink on ice. That is going to be what we
you
do for the rest of this month. I think everyone just likes do some of these things, right?
Yes.
Do we want to actually like celebrate anything?
No.
Nah. I just want candy.
All right. So I think we can punch out with that.
Can I hit you guys with something?
A little truth bee?
No. I'm trying to one-up Butters over here.
Okay.
What do you guys call dogs that are dressed up like leather daddies?
What?
Clive Barkers.
Oh.
And end the show. Outro.
No, I'm not going to comply. We have a real outro. You don't get to just say outro.
Oh.
Love
if you guys.
That worked, I'd do it 3 minutes into every episode so I could go and just
at Pete Maybe for more of that gold.
Hold on. I have to play Surf Rider. We have a... There's procedures in place here. This isn't the psych ward of Hellraiser 2, where everyone just gets to wander around and, like, just pee in a corner and...
And not have any dialogue.
Get seconds on their chocolate chip cookies. There's things that happen. So this starts, and I barely hear it in my headphones, and I'm going to kill myself.
It's all good.
So if this episode was loose, I apologize. You have no idea what it's like doing this without headphones.
There's a lot of technical difficulties.
It is
really
hellish.
Loose pig butthole.
I can just imagine it churning inside Pete Maybe's tummy right now. All right, this was Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio. Show site in papasbasement.com. Go there for every episode we've ever done. But why do that when you can go to iTunes and rate us and subscribe to us and share us with the world?
Everybody you know.
At Papa's Basement on Twitter for me. Also, facebook.com/papasbasement. That's where I post pictures that I find from Reddit funny. And then I'm like, look what I found. That's where I find them. Spoiler alert. You guys, do your junksies.
I'm at Pete Maybe. And maybe not on Tumblr. And deadmaybejokes@gmail. So send me some stuff.
All right.
You know what I mean.
Is Butterworth It on Twitter? And how much is Butterworth on Tumblr? I didn't know we were plugging Tums, but...
Oh, if you guys...
It's coming back.
Nothing on Tumblr.
I wrote on there.
You want to know what my Tumblr is? I linked it to my Instagram, and it's every picture of my cats.
There you go.
I do nothing with Tumblr. It
earns
me nothing. Yeah, you know what? I'll follow back, y'alls. Just so you can boost your...
Follow back, girl. All
right, I'm going to kill the mic, even though it sounds like it's dead in my ear already. And hopefully by next week, everyone will be happy.
Oh, yeah, this will be fixed.
It's just strobing in and out. I'm going to have a seizure. Till the next one, we're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.